you're always mixed. You're always mixed as a manager in respect of when you're playing teams, where you are in the league, where you are in the league. But being away from home, of course, and coming from 1-0 down, where I thought in the first half, certainly the first 20 minutes, we could have been to the good. And when we went 1-0 down, I thought we showed a good response, good bit of character. We made the changes and it seemed to work for us. And it's a point. We haven't got beat. You know, whatever way we look at it, we're in a situation at the moment that it's tough, but we've took two results out of the last three games now. Whatever way you look at it, the Chester game at home, beating Chester, and of course we got beat at Maxwell, but we got to draw it. So slowly but surely we're improving. That's, 4 points out of the last three games. So, you know, it's given us a bit of encouragement there today in respect of getting the points. So I am pleased with that.
Towards the end as well, Gary, if any side looked like they were going to win it, once you got the equaliser, it was going to be Woking.
We went 4-3-3. We had to gamble at the time of the game where it was, and when we equalised, we still went for it, and we stayed with it. You know, we stayed with it there. We made one or two changes, and, you know, the subs, being fair to both the subs who came on up the top there in that area of field of play, Fabio and Luke Candy, they got involved in the game. They made an impression on the game. We deservedly got the equaliser. And another day, I think, would have been, you know, a little bit more luck in front of goal in the last 5 minutes, we might have won the game.
A couple of other positives to come from the game. Delano Sam York on for just over 60 minutes today, and Connor Essam in the heart of the defence looked like he slotted in quite well as well.
Yeah, Connor Essam's an experienced player. Delano gives us more up top. He ain't played at all now, Delano, for nearly 6 weeks. So to get 65 minutes out of Delano today is a big plus for us, that's for sure.
Just looking at the next game ahead then, Gary, back to the Lathwaite on Tuesday against Torquay. And you were just saying to us before the interview there, if you beat Torquay, that'll be 4 points out of six, and that will represent a decent weekend.
Well, it's a little word if, but it's a big thing for us now. You know, we've come away from home, we've got a point here today, we've come from behind. Torquay's going to be another tough game, they're all tough games, but I think we're just, you know, just starting to see things of improvement lately. The players are certainly working hard for each other, you know. And I felt that when we got that equaliser, it gave us another lift, and we were unfortunate to win it. But, you know, I thought everything was superb. I thought the preparation, all credit to the chairman and directors of the football club, they played a big part. You know, we were all disappointed in respect of the result last week and how one or two things went. But all credit to the directors at the football club and everywhere formed. We prepared really the way we really wanted to prepare. And everywhere. We look fresh. We look very fresh there. There's no doubt about it. Our last 15, 20 minutes. So, as I say, you know, I probably at times don't give them the credit and the praise they deserve. But the preparation for this game was the way we wanted it to be. And we've had a lot of personal people as directors who've played a big part in helping us do what we wanted to do in respect to preparation. So I thank them on behalf of the management team and the players.
Lovely. Thanks for your time today, Gary. Well played today. Thank you.